This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And this week, we're talking with Todd Diesel, a CHS crop nutrients expert, about crop nutrient decisions for 2021. Todd, with the harvest season wrapped up, and overall, for the most part, it did go pretty smoothly. Have we seen a lot of fall fertilizer application get done this year?
Mike, this has actually been one of the better fall application seasons that we've seen in quite some time. In particular, potash and phosphate. Currently, the demand that we saw on that has inventories drawn down. If we look at ammonia application, it's been really good in the northern states, the Dakotas and Minnesota. Other areas got off to a good start, but some work still to be done in Iowa and Nebraska, as well as eastern Corn Belt. And urea application, most report better than average in the northern states.
What trends are we seeing this year in terms of fertilizer supply and pricing?
Well, supply is quite adequate at this point, and I would say from a pricing standpoint, we suggest a grower refer to what I call the Fertilizer Affordability Index, which really you're just doing a comparison of crop nutrients to grain prices. And I ask the question, how many bushels of grain does it take to buy a ton of fertilizer? And going back over the last 10 years, if we look at current values for crop nutrients today, they're all below the 10-year average when compared to new crop grain. So in essence, growers can do their own local comparisons, but in most cases, probably an opportune time to build up nutrient levels in the soil.
What information would you suggest farmers share with their crop advisors and crop input suppliers during post-harvest conversations?
Well, Mike, the first thing is to make sure that they have a current soil test so nobody is guessing. And once you have that, communicate your planting intentions for next spring. I often say there is no shortage of crop nutrients, only a shortage of good discussions. So be sure to get with that local cooperative and make sure that they know what you need for next spring.
Let's look ahead. What changes do you think are occurring in terms of countries producing fertilizer that will be used on U.S. farms?
Well, the good news looking forward is the fact there is no shortage ahead of us. From a potash standpoint, Canadians right now have idled production that's not even being used. There are also new projects in Canada as well as Russia that are underway. Phosphates, I would say, is called the nutrient in transition today because global production costs are so much less than the U.S. We're seeing huge expansions in countries like Morocco, Russia, as well as Saudi Arabia. And for nitrogens, the big expansion in the U.S. is probably behind us, but we are seeing new projects arise in North Africa, namely Algeria and Nigeria. So there's going to be plenty of crop nutrients going forward to produce crops.
That's Todd Diesel, a CHS crop nutrients expert. Todd, good to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.